This morning we invite you to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. And we'll be reading the whole psalm once again. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of this psalm. Today we come to that of the last series of messages upon Psalm 23. We come to that of the last verse, and we'll be considering the last verse for that of our text this morning, and also that of this evening as we come back together. So our focus text is verse number 6, where the psalmist, he writes, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." In the beginning of our study of this psalm, we broke the psalm down into three sections. The controlling statement being, "The Lord is my shepherd." The controlling statement all the way through the psalm. And then the three sections having that of a secondary theme. And in verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," being the first section. The second section being found in verse 4, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I will fear no evil." The last one which we enter in today is, "The Lord is my shepherd, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." From the very beginning of the psalm, we have seen progressively how that the psalmist has taken us from that of care to that of protection to that of lastly privilege. Provision I shall not want. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. Protection. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd, and I will fear no evil, for he is with me. Privilege. The Lord is my shepherd. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, a couple weeks ago, I was asked the question, when did I believe that David penned this psalm? And at the time, I didn't really have an answer. As I've thought upon that question, and as we come to the verse which is before us this morning, by that of reading and listening to others, I believe that we can say that David wrote this psalm as an older individual. Not the young David, but the older David. I would draw your attention to that of our text this morning, which we're going to deal with that of the first part of the text. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, And in so doing, I would draw your attention, first of all, to that of the word, surely. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The word surely comes from a Hebrew word which means yea or yes. Surely, as we have it translated here in our text, only, however, or but. It is a conjunction that gives emphasis to what is going to follow and what has followed. It can be translated in this manner: I am certain, or I am sure. As we think of the psalmist here, he is declaring that of his assurance, that of his certainty about something. And that something has to do with that of goodness and mercy, and that of the house of the Lord. He says, surely or certainly, the goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And not only is this true, but I will dwell in the house of the Lord. How could David say, surely or certainly? Had David been that of the young man that we normally think of, the shepherd out in the field, oh, he would have had knowledge. And no doubt, over a period of time, some experience as that of a shepherd, whereby he could pin the psalm that is before us here, which uses the imagery of that of a shepherd and his sheep. But oh, as we think of that of David as an older person, he would have had much, much more experience as far as that of life. And in light of this, he could say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, because he had experienced it. Not only once, but many times. The Lord is my shepherd, I will fear no evil, because thou art with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, certainly, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As a young person, he would have known some experience. But as an older person, he would have had a lot more. Knowledge is great to have. But knowledge with experience is much better. If you think about it, many of us, we left high school and we had knowledge, maybe some knowledge about some different things. But most likely, in going from that of high school and out into the world and looking for a job, there was that lack of experience. We may have had knowledge, but there was that lack of experience that most employers wanted. David could say, I know. I know with certainty, surely. He had knowledge and he had an assurance because of his experience. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I know for certain, David said. Without a doubt, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. For I know the faithfulness of that of my shepherd. I know from experience how the Lord has provided. He has cared for me. He has kept me from the evil one. Surely. Surely goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy, they're both nouns. And they are used here, I believe, by David to speak of the Lord. The Lord is described to us in His Word. And that description comes to us by that of the means of what we think of as attributes. The Lord is holy. The Lord is just. The Lord is kind. The Lord is long-suffering. The Lord is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. Here, as we look at our text, I believe David has picked out two attributes. And those attributes being the goodness of the Lord, and not only the goodness of the Lord, but that of the mercy of the Lord. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All as we look back on our life at various occasions, and we contemplate that of the path that we have trod. Beloved, we can see. We can, beloved, tell of what? Of the path that we tread upon, and the goodness of God unto us. But not only the goodness of God unto us, but also His mercy that He has shown us. His goodness, His kindness in His acts and deeds, in provision, His mercy, that of His pity shown to us as that of sinners, ones who have sinned against a holy and a just God and who are deserving of punishment. We may not think of goodness and mercy as being that of being spoken of here of the Lord, but beloved, truly the Lord is good. Scripture tells us. The Lord is merciful. He is plenteous in mercy. The psalmist David says in Psalm 145, the Lord is good to all. The Lord is good to all. In Acts chapter 17, we have that of the apostle Paul and Barnabas, and they're at the city of Lystra. And there, as they are there, they Paul, he preaches unto the people, and as he does, he speaks of that of the goodness of God that has been shown to all nations, who in times past, speaking of God, suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful season, filling our hearts with food and gladness. No, we can't see the Lord, can we? But beloved, we can see his footprints. His footprints of goodness and kindness unto us that he has shown, and that of his mercy. You note here that David doesn't say just goodness, surely goodness. He doesn't say just surely mercy. But he combines that of the two. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Now in Scripture, these two attributes are found together quite often. Beloved, we need the goodness of God to be shown to us. And his goodness is shown to us. Plenteous it is. It's great. And especially to those who are his people, who fear him. But also his mercy. Goodness for provision. And mercy because we're sinful. And we need to be forgiveness. We need to be forgiven. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Yes, the Lord is long-suffering and great in mercy. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. The psalmist says, now the goodness and mercy of the Lord are connected here. And as we think of them being connected, David, he says, surely I know that goodness and mercy shall follow me. Now I'm told that shepherds have what they call sheepdogs. The shepherd, he leads his sheep, doesn't he? As we've studied here in the Psalm, David said, the Lord is my shepherd and shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, and he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He leads. He leads his flock. He leads them gently. But what about those who are behind? What about those sheep that bring up the rear? Well, shepherds have sheepdogs that take care of this. That as they go forward, the flock with the shepherd, there are those ones that seemingly stray, that might go off to the right or go off to that of the left. And those sheepdogs, they will go and they will circle them and bring them back into that of the main part of the flock, to follow the shepherd. Well, let us think about goodness and mercy as being those sheepdogs. Those sheepdogs are named goodness and mercy. And beloved, you can be assured that they are going to do exactly that of what the sheepdogs do. When we stray, they're going to bring us back. In the past, when we've strayed, they've done just that. Beloved, the Lord, He's not going to let us go because we're His. We're His sheep. We're the sheep of that of His pasture, of that of His fold, and not one of them will be lost, He's told us. Yes, goodness and mercy shall follow me and keep me. I would ask, is that your experience? Think back for a few moments. Contemplate. Contemplate your past. It's good for us to do so. And be reminded what the Lord has done by showing His goodness and His mercy unto you. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. This is an interesting word. Shall follow me. It comes from that of a Hebrew word. And it's the action verb in the statement here. The verb. The word comes from a Hebrew word which means to pursue or to follow after. And again, as we have just said, the two sheepdogs, they keep the straying sheep from sheep with the flock. They pursue, they follow after so that they will. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. David here, in using this last phrase, he entails all of his life here. All the days, every day, to that of the end of life. All the days of my life. Not just a few, but all of them. Goodness and mercy shall follow after me, shall pursue me. The Lord is my shepherd. And the two sheepdogs love that of goodness and mercy will encircle us and keep us all the days of my life. Now that is his earthly life. His earthly life. Now, as we think about that of our earthly life, it's one of many experiences, isn't it? Some of the experiences are ones that we would describe that of good being good experiences. They're joyful experiences. There are times that we would portray as being blessed times. And those times we normally think of as when things are going well. And oh, they are blessed. Blessed times. And we think of that of God's goodness to us at those times. But there are other experiences that we have in that of life that are not ones that we think of from our standpoint as being good. And we may even question, you know, why are these things happening unto us? We might think of them as not being that of good, the goodness of God. We might think of them as not being that of provisions for us, providing for us. We might think of it not being a time in which God's mercy is being shown to us even. And yet, as the psalmist David here writes, and beloved, writes with that of knowledge and experience, I believe, he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Not just that of the good days, but also those days that we would consider when the sun doesn't shine and it's dark. And we're going through a deep, deep valley when there is darkness all around us. And it doesn't seem that God is nearby. Nor His goodness and mercy. And yet, beloved, He is there. As we noted in the psalm, in verse 4, the psalmist David, as he says, the Lord is my shepherd, he says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the valley of great distress, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thou art with me. Yes, Your goodness and Your mercy. How did you get through that dark valley? Was it not the goodness of the Lord? How did you get through that dark valley? Was it not by that of the Lord showing His pity unto you? All the days of my life, David says, surely, with certainty, I know, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Goodness and mercy shall follow us, pursue us. The good shepherd, the great shepherd, will care for us, beloved. He's going to care and protect us. And beloved, the status that we have is one of great privilege. We're His sheep. The sheep of His pasture. Of His fold. As we've gone through this psalm, this song that was written by John W. Peterson, I believe it was, has gone through my mind many times. He lovingly guards every footstep. He tenderly cares for me. His strong arms are about me. My Savior and Shepherd is He. David knew the goodness and the mercy of the Lord. He'd experienced it. He knew the Lord would never leave him. I ask you this morning, do you know David's Lord? Do you know David's Lord as your shepherd? The one who provides, the one who protects, and beloved, the one by whom we have a great privilege to be part of his fold. All right, let us stand. And on the back of your hymnal, we have an old hymn. Let us stand.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thy all in all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin and left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. More now indeed I find thy power and thy alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
All right, remind you of the afternoon service, and we'll be coming to the close with that, with the psalm as far as the night's message of the service. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What did David mean by this? I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'll ask Brother Dan if he needs some closing reflection.
Our Heavenly Father, we bow once again to praise thy name and thank you. Heavenly Father, we once again that Jesus paid it all. Nothing is owed to us in any way. Praise you. Such a Savior that willingly, by your Son, made his life come in our souls. We praise you, worship you this morning in the spirit of truth. Lord, we gather together, hear thy name, magnify the word that's expounded to us and taught to us. We praise you and thank you for this opportunity once again as thine. Rejoicing, Lord, that we might be thy testimony in our time and ages. Hear what that you've given us. Strengthen us, give us wisdom, guide us and lead us, we pray, be our great shepherd during these times. Have a good testimony to those around us, our families, our friends, places of occupation. Lord, bless you that you will use us tonight, I will implore you for that wonderful opportunities that we have to preach the gospel to others. Bless these times. Bless your people. We know that not all of them are sheepfold. We pray it's not terrorists. We pray, Lord, that you would come quickly. We pray, Father, for those that are still little families that are lost. We pray, Lord, that they too receive it as the Lord is saying. None of them are lost. It's not our first desires. We praise the mercy and pray for it. As we be with us, as we part, and then we give grace and glory. Ask it now in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Another question.